من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. In the previous ayat, the righteous and their du'as have been explained. They ask for the forgiveness of their sins. They also ask and beg Allah Ta'ala to be saved from disgrace in this world and more in the hereafter, and that Allah Ta'ala joins them to the ranks of the righteous. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala has answered their dua. For Allah Ta'ala says, I will not allow to waste the work of any one of you, be it male or female. You are one of another. Those who migrate and leave their homes, driven from their homes, made to suffer in my cause, and fight and are slain, then I will forgive for them, I will blot out for them their weaknesses and mistakes, and admit them into gardens with rivers flowing beneath, a reward from Allah, and by Allah is the most excellent reward. In the meanwhile, the believers are warned about the stuttering of the unbelievers through the land, their power, their glitter, and their name and their show. Whatever they have, let it not deceive you. Sometimes we get overawed with what they have, their wealth, the show, the glitter that they have, the name that they have. So let this not deceive you. It is just a temporary enjoyment. The ultimate abode is Jahannam, and what an evil abode. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. On the other hand, for those who fear their Rabb, for those that is guard themselves against the displeasure of their Rabb, are gardens with rivers flowing beneath, they will dwell therein. And this is a hospitality from Allah Ta'ala, and the things that are by Allah Ta'ala are far better for those that are righteous. And amongst the people of the book also, there are those who believe in Allah, revelation sent to you and to them, and they humble themselves to Allah. They do not sell away the words of Allah Ta'ala for a miserable price. For them is their reward by their Rabb, and Allah Ta'ala is swift in taking an account. O you who believe, patiently persevere, and also persevere at the time that you encounter an enemy, and rabitu, and guard the frontiers, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you may prosper. In this last verse, there are four commands: isbiru, wa sabiru, wa rabitu, wa taqullah. The essence of patience is that you be firm and you persevere, you restrain your own self. One will restrain himself from two things basically. One is his temptations, and number two, his emotions. Sometimes the temptation overcomes you, and sometimes the emotions overcome you, like anger, pride, ego, etc. They overcome you at times. So restrain yourself against these things. وَصَابِرُ And sometimes it is that you encounter an enemy. So be firm at that time as well. So be firm within yourself, restrain yourself, and be firm. And at the time that you encounter an enemy, then to be firm and be steadfast at that time as well. So be it the time of jihad, or be it in any other situations, like the enemy in our times, the ways and the culture of the kuffar. They tempt you with their wealth, they tempt you with all their schemes, they tempt you with their culture and their fashion. So at such times also be firm, persevere at that time as well. And the rabitu is to guard, in principle it refers to guarding Islamic frontiers, Islamic borders. But it also includes remaining in a state of preparedness. Like the hadith says, that the one that awaits namaz, he waits for the time of namaz to come in, that he can discharge the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, doing wuzu completely and correctly, and then taking frequent steps, frequenting the masjids. So, فَذَلِكُمُ الرَّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ So for this also, the reward of ribat has been promised. As for the sawab of ribat, the hadith says that he is favored in several ways. One is that one day of ribat, in other words, guarding the Islamic frontiers, just one day, then it will bring you the reward of 1 year's fasting and 1 year's standing by night. That is, in this world, 1 year's fasting and 1 year standing in tahajjud, standing by night throughout making ibadat. The second reward it brings you is you are saved against the temptations and the fitnas that are around. The third reward that it brings you is that it saves you from the problems and the difficulties of the grave. The fourth reward it brings you is that after death also Allah Ta'ala provides you with special sustenance. And the fifth reward is this, that the person that had been guarding the Islamic frontiers, then for every day thereafter, even after he's dead, then too his reward continues. As though the reward of the rabat continues with him right to the day of Qiyamah. It doesn't end, unlike sawab jariyah. So the sawab will continue as long as the thing is being used. Like you dug and you sunk a hole and people are drinking out of it. So you will reap the reward as long as people benefit from the borehole. But the moment the thing dries out, then your reward also cuts off. But guarding the Islamic border, that brings you endless reward, eternal reward. Reward every day, and the same reward is being continued all the time. For the same type of reward, the hadith also speaks about these three actions that I've explained: frequenting the masjids, doing the wuzu correctly, and awaiting namaz. Overall, in other words, a Muslim that wants to get this type of a reward, then he must remain in a state of readiness. Before an obligation, then you are mentally and physically prepared to undertake and accomplish that obligation. Before the due zakat date, you are calculating, you are working out not only what amounts you need to be giving, but the avenues that are deserving. You are working it out, how should I go about, and what avenues should I spend on, and who are the more deserving people, and how should I conduct this, so that at the time that I need to give it, then I'm in a state of readiness. I'm not scratching around and looking out for wealth to help the needy and the deserving causes. Or a person that is going for Hajj, then is preparing long in advance, that I need to go for Hajj, and what type of preparations do I need to make, so that at the time of Hajj, then he is in a mentally ready state, physically he is ready, financially he is ready to undertake this. The same will apply to namaz, etc. That long in advance, you are going to be getting up for Fajr namaz, so you've got your clock on, switched on, then you are going to sleep at good time, and you're getting someone to get you up. So all the type of arrangements you have made in advance, so that you can accomplish this obligation of Allah Ta'ala with ease. So this is the essence of the reward of Rabat, that your reward is unending, it continues. And overall, the thing that brings you the acceptance to all your deeds is restrain yourself. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُصْلِحُونَ. Restrain yourself from all things that are undesirable to Allah Ta'ala. May the grace of